News Radio KMAN.
And good morning. Now 9:06, I'm Dave Lewis in for Brandon Peoples, hosting KMAN's In Focus this week. And we have two different directions that we're going to be taking. We have three guests in all. The first two guests will be from Fort Riley. The third guest will be from Pawnee Mental Health. That'll be Robin Cole bringing us up to date on some of the activities that Pawnee is providing in our community. Our discussion here this morning with some folks from Fort Riley will later have Kay Hutchinson, retired colonel, who will be talking about some retirement efforts here. They've got a big retirement effort that's going to be coming on with an appreciation day. But first, we're going to be visiting with Colonel Edgar Arroyo, who is the commander at Urban Army Community Hospital. Colonel Arroyo, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Oh, boy, you're coming in loud and clear. Good for you. Well, we are pleased to have you here. And, we had just Veterans Day yesterday. And let's just go ahead and say thank you to you and everyone at Fort Riley, past and present, that are serving our country. So thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yes, good morning and happy Veterans Day to all of those who served. I had the opportunity to be at the parade yesterday with the VFW team. What a great turnout and people celebrating Veterans Day. I am a proud and honored commander here of the Big Red One Hospital, and we are ready to then celebrate the Retiree Appreciation Day with all of you.
Okay. Well, Colonel Arroyo, let's give us a little perspective on your career with Army Medicine.
Yeah, so I've been in the Army for a little bit over 25 years, served at every level. I've had the opportunity to command in a neighboring community, the Sierra Vista, Arizona community, as the Fort Huachuca Hospital commander there, was able to work on multitude of projects with the retirees, with the veterans, to improve health outcomes across the board. I am a healthcare administrator by trade, not a doctor, and have served as an operator abroad, been overseas over six times, and a focus on serving and providing servant leadership to our retirees and to our community and to our active duty soldiers.
Sounds like you've been a busy guy.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you for that. Let's talk first about the ongoing pandemic and how day-to-day operations are holding up at Urban Army Community Hospital. So the number of patients that you've seen, how are those numbers shaking up?
Yeah, so in terms of patient care, we had to, of course, modify how we see the patients. We've actually slowly and systematically gone back to somewhat of a normal operation. Starting with some changes that we did, we stood up an advice line, 239 docs, just to have nurses available to guide the patients. We also launched virtual options for folks to have the opportunity to talk to their providers and provider teams. And we have expanded systematically face-to-face options. Overall, today we've increased to 18 available appointments per clinic. We have a total of four clinics for primary care.
Are you doing testing there at the hospital as well?
Yeah, so most of the primary care is happening here. We also have the Soldier Center medical homes up on the hill near our military organizations. Here at the hospital, we also do our screening line for folks that are going to get procedures done in the hospital. They get a COVID-19 test. Once we get the results, then they get set up for the further procedures or further encounters with their physicians.
Mm-hmm. What is life like at Fort Riley with the pandemic? Overall, outside of Urban Army Community Hospital,
So we are trying to maintain a very strict COVID-19 response environment where we are all mandating masking, distancing, if you have been a primary contact, we prefer that you stay home. If you have symptoms, we prefer that you stay home. And we monitor that closely through a series of meetings to ensure that everybody has shared understanding of what is happening across the base and across the community, and that we also leverage our public health team here under IAC to ensure that they are advising families, advising commanders in their unit, and also advising the community as a whole, partnering with the Riley County and Geary County public health departments.
It seems as though this is obviously one of the biggest medical challenges that many that are in the health professional field today probably has faced, maybe within their lifetime, outside of military combat. But this is a different type of war that that you're fighting on the Fort Riley Post with at the hospital.
It is absolutely a different fight, and it limits our ability to do more with less. In fact, we've had to shift resources, shift manning to do the COVID response efforts. For example, the COVID nurse advice line, the COVID drive-through screening with the testing. That takes resources away from primary care. And so we've been trying to have a balance between our patient services and our COVID-19 response services. We are also getting ready for a potential vaccine. So that's another effort that's ongoing. We've procured two ultra-low reefer that have to be minus 80 degrees Celsius capable. And we're also preparing space in our warehouse for potential influx of vaccine here as a distribution point. So a lot of effort in balancing health care for the beneficiaries.
Visiting today with Colonel Edgar Arroyo, the commander of Urban Army Community Hospital on the Fort Riley grounds. Colonel Arroyo, can you bring us up to date on how your staff has been holding up with this? And obviously, it seems like it's been a stretch for so many healthcare workers. How are they doing on post?
Yeah, so we currently have overall an 11.11. We had a small uptick here in the last two and a half weeks, 11.11, 14-day positivity rate that has affected our hospital. What we do, of course, is we keep the folks home on quarantine or isolation. And if we see that a service is going to, if we're going to lose a service or a capability, then we closely monitor that to do some exceptions to policy so that we don't interrupt health care. But overall, it's a daily management of every single medical capability that we offer here in the hospital and in partnership with the community.
You're not only dealing with COVID, but also you're hosting a community flu vaccine drive-through opportunity, and that is coming up this weekend. Can you tell us more about this?
Yeah, so we are, of course, we participate in Retiree Appreciation Day, and we're honored to do that. We want to continue this effort, and because of COVID, we're not, like, participating directly. In fact, I did a virtual video to share some of the things going on here at the hospital. But this weekend, on the 14th, between the hours of 09 and 2 p.m. or 1400 in military time, we'll be executing a drive-through vaccine activity in support of the Appreciation Day. We'll have flu vaccine, and we will have a DTaP option for all of the participants. We would have loved to expand to other vaccines, but the fact is that you would have to screen patients' records and shot records And we don't have the capability and the time to do that just during a drive-through engagement. In the future, we will, though. We're working on what's called the Modern Electronic Health Record, named MHS Genesis. So next year, people will see a difference in how we deliver health care. We will be able to access information related to the patient in our clinic, whether you were seen at the VA or in the Navy facility or in the Air Force facility, or you had an issue or some vaccine record in combat. We will have all of that information in a web-based electronic health record, and it will be a full transformation of healthcare. As you well know, our current electronic health record is a two-decade-old system that maintains data in facilities in each facility, but does not cross level. So you end up having to send information back and forth between our facilities, and sometimes a lot of that creates delays in information that's required for better health outcomes.
Colonel, how is that going to impact your soldiers and also your retirees?
It would be a great impact because it will improve what we call the therapeutic alliance, where you are able to see all of this data play itself out and allow for our provider team to consolidate the information, make decisions that involve the patient. The patient will have better access to his own information through the web system, secured data, and it will help with improving health outcomes overall. And our team will be able to basically inform the patient on their treatment plan more accurately.
Okay. Well, you've got a big event once again coming up Saturday with the community flu vaccine drive-through opportunity. People want to take advantage of that. What's the process? Just a quick reminder there, Colonel Arroyo.
Yeah, so please, if you're participating, we'll have signs out here in our parking garage, our multi-level parking garage, to direct the traffic. Please, of course, bring your military ID card so we can confirm you're a beneficiary. There's some paperwork that you can fill out ahead of time by going to irwintricare.mil. There's a banner across the top. You can click on that banner and download those forms as required. If you just happen not to get there, we also will be able to help you once you arrive here to our parking garage.
Okay.
And we have a great team of folks that will help the patients over.
Well, Colonel Arroyo, we've talked about a bunch of stuff here within the last 15 minutes, but we are certainly thankful that we were able to get the message out today. Thank you for your service, and thanks for the work that you and your staff at Urban Army Community Hospital do for our soldiers and for our veterans. I know that there's a lot of positive improvements on the way.
Yes, sir. And I see myself as a prospective retiree, and I'm very sensitive to the needs of our military retirees. I am honored to have this opportunity to serve with them and to support this Appreciation Day for our retirees, honoring their service of hundreds of retired service members who live here in the Flint Hills region. They have risked their lives to secure America's national security and our status as the world indispensable nation, and I don't take that for granted. Thank you all.
Thank you, Colonel Edgar Arroyo, commander of Urban Army Community Hospital on K-Man's In Focus. In our next segment, we'll be visiting with Kirk Hutchinson, retired colonel, and talk about that Retiree Appreciation Day that's coming up. It's KMAN's In Focus, back in just a couple of moments.
K-Man's Morning News is brought to you by ESB Financial, member FDIC.